United States President Donald Trump lashed out at Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday, blaming the failure to end the war on the Ukrainian president's refusal to accept Russian occupation of Crimea. Trump said in a Truth Social post that a deal was very close but that Zelensky's refusal to accept U.S. terms for ending the conflict, which began with Russia's invasion, will do nothing but prolong the killing field. The comments came as lower-level envoys from Washington, Kyiv, and European nations wrapped up talks in Britain. Ahead of Trump's broadside, Vice President J.D. Vance laid out the U.S. vision for a peace deal where Russia would get to keep already occupied swaths of Ukraine, which include Crimea. Zelensky rejected this as a violation of Ukraine's constitution. That in turn prompted Trump's outburst, in which he accused Zelensky of boasting and taking a position very harmful to the peace negotiations with Russia. Trump wrote that the inflammatory Zelensky has no cards and can have peace or he can fight for another 3 years before losing the whole country. Trump said Crimea, a lush Black Sea peninsula with longtime major Soviet and Russian naval facilities, was lost years ago and is not even a point of discussion. The intense U.S. pressure on Ukraine to accept the terms comes as Trump is scrambling to live up to his election campaign promises, which included vowing to resolve the conflict in 24 hours. He has put no equivalent visible pressure on Russia, while dangling a lifting of massive U.S. economic sanctions against Moscow if the fighting stops. Vance earlier gave the fullest public explanation of the U.S. plan so far, saying that the deal would freeze the territorial lines at some level close to where they are today. The Ukrainians and the Russians are both going to have to give up some of the territory they currently own, Vance said while on a trip to India. Freezing the front lines would mean Ukraine losing huge areas to Russian occupation. The vice president did not explain what territory Russia, which seized Crimea in 2014 and launched a full-scale invasion targeting the rest of the country in 2022, would have to give up. Washington has issued a very explicit proposal to both the Russians and the Ukrainians, and it's time for them to either say yes or for the United States to walk away from this process, Vance said. Growing speculation over Washington being ready to recognize Russian rule over Crimea as a sweetener to get Moscow to stop its invasion has alarmed European capitals. French President Emmanuel Macron's office told AFP on Wednesday that Ukraine's territorial integrity and European aspirations are very strong requirements for Europeans. A spokesperson for UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer told reporters, "It has to be up to Ukraine to decide its future and we will never walk away from Ukraine."